Yeah, you could say that. I think when you look back, I think performance levels were of what they have been in recent weeks. Sometimes you get that for no unexplained reason. But like you said, you know, we've got the next game now on Wednesday evening, and it's an opportunity to put the right performance in and get back to what we know it was about.
Attacking wise, you're probably the most exciting team in the division because you're always a threat going forward. Does it concern you lack of clean sheets?
It concerns me. Yes, it does as a head coach. It's not the problem that it is, because as we know in this division, the hardest thing is scoring goals, which we have been creating. We have a threat at the top end of the pitch, which presents itself that whenever you've got that, you've always got a chance. Obviously, the other end is the perfect scenario for any manager in any division, is to score goals and keep clean sheets. So, you know, we continue to work. Tom, we're still working harder to try and score more goals if it's possible to do that, and we're still trying to work harder to keep clean sheets or not concede so much ground of what we've been doing. And I thought in recent weeks we have shown that. Now the only way you're going to tidy that up and get that better is continued work on the training ground, which we continue to do, and we pinch at every opportunity to do that. So long may that continue working going forward, and obviously trying to look at the defensive areas.
Are you always a man that wants the team on the front foot even to the end? Are you not tuck the wingers in and let's take what we got? Are you not that sort of manager?
I've not been that way, because I just felt that in the players that we have here at the football club, to express their talent and show what their ability is all about. And thus far, they have shown it, and they've shown a real cutting edge to their game and to their play. And we have to just continue to work and continue to keep showing that goal prowess and being effective when the opportunities come. And that's what we have been doing, and I think that's what's made us the effective force that we have been. But also at the same time, there's other aspects of the game that you're trying to make better while not trying to kill other areas, really. So, and that's been the thing that we've been working on, and we'll continue to work on that until we find and get that right, Joe.
It's a game to savour, isn't it? I mean, Derby are in good form. You're in great form as well. It looks to be a real cracker. It's no surprise it's Talk Sports commentary, because it's going to be an absolute belter.
Yeah, it bodes that way with the type of players what's on the pitch from both teams, and the way both teams have set up the start of this season. So it does bode well for a good game if you're a neutralist or a spectator watching it. And it's really, really good that it's two Midland clubs going head-to-head. In this early part of the season, there's a lot of excitement surrounding the game, and credit to both clubs, really, in terms of how we've gone about the business. But obviously, we go head-to-head on Wednesday night, and we'll see what the game throws up.
Derby, of course, you had a good time there.
Yeah, good time there. As I said, you know, when I went there, it was about keeping them in the Championship, and then the next 10 months after that, part of a squad that we got back into the Premier League, really. I was delighted to be a part of that. Now I'm back here. It'd be good to see everybody, the travelling fans, what comes down. But obviously, your focus and attention's on the game.
And that's all your focus will be. I mean, you were quite a hero with the Derby fans, but I should imagine that after 90 minutes, you'll be quite happy if they go away disappointed.
Well, that's where my allegiance is. So, yeah, so I mean, but my job is just to focus here, and I'll be focusing 100% on West Brom.
What about the mood in your dressing room finally, you know, after a defeat? Because sometimes, you know, do you have to pick them up, or are they still believing and buzzing?
No, they're a good group. They're a joy to work with. We knew that we weren't quite at the races for whatever reason it was on Saturday. We'd be back in training, and they just got to get back to it, really. And the best way of doing it is get back on the training pitch, training, and then look forward to the next game, which is on Wednesday.
Good luck with it. Any injury worries?
We had one or two knocks on Saturday, but we're very, very hopeful, and that the players should be fit and well to get back in there. As I said, we've still got another 24 hours, so we're giving them every opportunity, but the players seem happy and confident in themselves.